Align your thoughts with the universe. Feeling tired, unmotivated, or worried about the future is normal, even for successful people like celebrities and life coaches. According to spiritual leader Gabrielle Bernstein, these feelings are temporary and can be changed by aligning your energy with the universe. If you've veered off course, the first step is recognizing the power of your own mind. Clinical psychologist Helen Schuckman's book A Course in Miracles teaches that every thought we have sends energy out to the universe. If you consistently think negatively or with fear, that's what you'll attract in return. For instance, when Bernstein launched her last book, she was overwhelmed with work and had negative thoughts like, "If I don't do it, no one else will." This thought pattern made her take on more tasks and less support until she changed her mindset to be more positive. Choose positive thoughts, aligning your energy. Changing your energy to become better aligned isn't difficult. Just by starting to read this guide, you're already sending a strong message to the universe that you're ready for change. To keep this process going, you need to make positive thoughts a habit. Bernstein suggests a three-step method called Decide Again. First, recognize the emotions behind your thoughts. Ask yourself, how do I feel right now? Are you anxious? Afraid? Stressed? Think about these feelings and pay attention to the kind of energy you're putting out into the universe. Next, let go of your thoughts. Negative thinking gives off negative energy, but it also shows what you don't want. For example, if you're worrying about money, it indicates that financial issues might be your biggest concern. This helps you know what to focus on first. Appreciate your thoughts for giving you this useful information. Finally, make a new choice. Ask the universe to lead you towards more joyful thoughts. Instead of dwelling on your money worries, think about positive, imaginative solutions to your financial challenges. Following this method is a simple way to realign your energy with the universe. Remember, becoming a super attractor isn't about ignoring your problems, but about attracting new solutions. Next, we'll explore more ways to overcome negative thinking and prioritize feeling good. Happiness without conditions. To become a super attractor, understanding that feeling good is important is key. According to spiritual thinker Deepak Chopra, if your happiness depends on a specific reason, you're setting yourself up for potential misery because that reason could be taken away. True happiness, therefore, doesn't need a specific cause, it's simply good to feel good. Many of us are taught that happiness is something we have to earn through suffering. This belief can make us feel undeserving of happiness, thinking we must work harder and sacrifice more to deserve positive feelings. However, the opposite is true. Good things can come easily, and everyone deserves them. Techniques for building happy emotions. To start feeling good, you can tap into the universal energy of love with a few proactive steps. First, use the think it to feel it approach. If you want to experience a certain emotion, think about a past event where you felt that way. For instance, to feel secure, recall a memory that made you feel calm and in control. Let that memory guide you through the next steps. Next, confirm the emotions you want to feel. Don't hesitate to express what you want. Choose a clear statement that matches the energy you desire, like "I am safe and cared for" or "I appreciate my body." Write down this statement and repeat it aloud whenever negative thoughts arise. Take time to experience these feelings through meditation and journaling. Each day, find a quiet place, write your statement, and then take deep breaths. With each inhale, focus on the positive feelings you want to embody. Following these steps will help you make feeling good a habit, something you can return to when faced with challenges. Remember to allow yourself to feel good. With time, you'll become more accustomed to this positive mindset. Change may not happen overnight, but eventually, your positive outlook will be rewarded by the universe. Developing a habit of feeling good involves overcoming negative habits like jealousy and competitiveness. Release oneself from jealousy and accepting enough. Bernstein has been teaching the Spirit Junkie Masterclass for many years. It's a detailed workshop aimed at helping people tap into their super attractor abilities. Her students come from various backgrounds, like lawyers and yogis, all eager to reach their goals. But they often ask themselves, "Who am I to do this?" According to Bernstein, this question stems from fear. Fear of not having enough skills or resources, or fear that others are better off. This fear can stop you from achieving what you want. To overcome it, you need to understand how fear holds you back and replace it with a mindset of abundance. Fear takes many forms, each capable of bringing down your energy. For instance, Jealousy and competitiveness can make you view life as a competition where someone else's success means your failure. Also, feelings of not being good enough create a constant desire for more, making you feel like you'll never achieve your goals. Dealing with these thoughts is draining and stops you from attracting what you want. Adopt a mindset of abundance with practical steps. Here are some techniques to help you develop an abundant attitude rather than letting fear drain your energy. First, protect your desires. It's important to set boundaries and keep your goals private until you're ready to share them. Avoid discussing your aspirations with negative-minded people, especially if they tend to focus on problems rather than solutions. For instance, if you're looking for a relationship, steer clear of friends who dwell on relationship drama. Next, focus on giving back. Contributing positively to others' lives not only boosts your own energy but also develops a sense of unity. Instead of comparing yourself with others, celebrate their successes. If a friend gets engaged, share in their joy rather than feeling envious. Use this positivity to inspire your own journey. Following these steps can help you shift from a mindset of fear to one of abundance. Recognize that life isn't a competition and that there's enough success for everyone. Achieve emotional balance through gradual steps. It's common to have days that start badly and only worsen. Negative feelings can build momentum, but the opposite is also true. According to spiritual teacher Abraham Hicks, emotions fall on a scale from low to high vibration. Fear and grief are on the low end, while joy and passion are on the high end. Moving from one extreme to the other isn't easy, but with practice, you can gradually shift your emotions upward. For example, if seeing your friend's vacation photos on Instagram makes you feel jealous, number 20 on the scale, you can move from there to boredom, number 8, by continuing to scroll. While boredom isn't ideal, it's a significant step toward feeling better. Next, focus on your own upcoming vacation, and soon you'll reach eagerness and enthusiasm, number 3. The key is always to move in a positive direction. Find joy in everyday life. To consistently improve your emotional state, it's crucial to shift your perspective towards finding joy in every situation. Joy is the highest emotion on the scale, so making it a habit will steer your energy positively. There are practical ways anyone can use to discover joy. Start by appreciating small things like chatting with a friend, taking a walk, or doing activities you love. When you learn to find joy in these simple experiences, it attracts more positivity into your life. For example, Bernstein found happiness in cooking and decided to share it through a fun online cooking show. By dedicating time to this enjoyable activity, she connected with others, made friends, and discovered new opportunities. Once you prioritize joy, let it dominate your mindset. Your upbeat energy will influence others positively. Bernstein calls this spreading good vibes like always carrying a flashlight, which helps the universe bring you what you want. Keeping this optimistic outlook can open up a whole new world of possibilities. The spiritual connection. Children often see beyond our everyday world, from imaginary friends to believing in fairies. As we grow up, we create a barrier between the physical and spiritual realms. Becoming a super attractor means breaking down this barrier once more. In the book A Course in Miracles, it's explained that we lose touch with the spiritual world when we start believing we are separate from the universe, a tiny mad idea. This belief gets stronger through life's challenges, shaping a worldview filled with fear, trauma, and judgment. Feeling disconnected from the spiritual realm cuts us off from our true source of power, the love and energy of the universe. Discover your spiritual path. Reconnecting with spirituality, as Bernstein suggests by lifting the veil, requires some faith and a shift in how you see things. It might sound strange at first, but the truth is, we are spiritual beings having a human life. Once you understand that you are more than just your body, belongings, and job, you can begin to see things clearly and align with the flow of the universe. There are actions you can do to discover this spiritual truth if you're ready. First, you need to choose to see things positively and be proud of that decision. Seeing beyond the darkness of everyday life takes effort. Don't let negative thoughts distract you. Instead, notice the love around you by appreciating small things or helping others. One effective way to focus on this love is through meditation. Bernstein recommends using the free guided meditations on her website. Find a quiet, comfortable place and breathe deeply as you listen. Let your thoughts come and go without judging them. As you calm your mind, you'll release negative energies that obscure your spiritual awareness. It might also help to write down your thoughts after each meditation. After removing the mask, you'll feel a deeper connection to the spiritual world. Carry this positive energy with you throughout your day. When faced with challenges, remind yourself that there's a higher power beyond everyday worries. Let this power guide you through life's ups and downs. Spiritual guides. In times of hardship like breakups, losing loved ones, or facing financial and career setbacks, many find solace in spiritual guides. These mentors are believed to be beings beyond our physical world, not bound by natural laws. They come in various forms but all share a common goal: to reconnect us with the universe's love and energy. When we're struggling, we can ask for their support, and if we're open to it, they may provide us with strength and guidance. One such example is Bernstein's own experience. In October 2005, she was 25 years old and struggling with addiction, feeling isolated and hitting rock bottom. In her darkest moment, she prayed desperately for a sign. The response she received was clear: get clean, and you will live a life beyond your wildest dreams. This inner voice, her powerful spiritual guide, gave her the courage to turn her life around. Connect with spiritual guides. You might feel a connection with a spiritual guide as an inner voice or a higher power from the universe. Some people believe in angels and archangels, each with their own specialties. Raphael helps with physical healing, Jophiel guides creativity, and Shemuel eases anxiety. People also believe they can communicate with deceased loved ones like family members or teachers. For example, Bernstein's guide is Lauren, a friend who passed away young. Despite her tragic death, Lauren continues to share teachings through the books and notes she left behind. Regardless of who your guides are, the key is to be open to connecting with them. These beings can only assist you when you invite them into your life. One way to do this is through meditation or writing in a journal. By clearing your mind and expressing your thoughts, you may start to hear their guidance over time. Let go and allow the universe to guide you. Success often comes when we relinquish control and let the universe take charge. Life is full of challenges, and even spiritual leaders face struggles if they try to handle everything on their own. A true super attractor understands that sometimes, success means stepping back and allowing the universe to take control. For instance, in 2017, Bernstein faced a career-defining opportunity to speak at Oprah's Super Soul Sessions, a series for spiritual leaders. Although excited, she felt anxious due to the large audience and presence of celebrities. Instead of trying to manage it alone, she sought help from Wayne Dyer, a recently passed spiritual leader. By allowing his calming presence to guide her, Bernstein was able to deliver her message effortlessly. This story illustrates that life becomes easier when we accept assistance from the universe. Believing that our fate rests solely in our own hands can lead to fear, stress, and burnout. However, recognizing each day as a collaboration between ourselves and the spiritual realm can relieve this burden. To be a super attractor, it's important to cultivate a habit of drawing strength and energy from beyond ourselves. Control through connecting with your spiritual guide. To let go of control, it helps to connect with your spiritual guide and let their energy lead you. Your guide can come in various forms. When you're ready to connect, focus on the guide that feels right for you and ask for their support. You can do this through meditation or prayer. For instance, close your eyes and say, "Thank you, guide who brings truth and kindness, for showing yourself to me. I welcome you now." As you relax and invite your guide in, you might sense a change in energy. Each guide has a unique feeling. Depending on whom or what you connect with, you might feel calmer or more empowered. Follow this feeling and let it guide you. When your guide takes charge, you may discover new solutions to problems, gain fresh perspectives, or notice connections you haven't seen before. Suddenly, challenges might not seem so overwhelming. As A Course in Miracles teaches, "My holiness can do anything." When you surrender your own desires to the universe's power, you'll see this is true. Now, let's see how to use this knowledge to make your wishes come true. Manifest success through persistence. In 2008, Bernstein started her career as a spiritual leader and life coach. She believed that getting her work featured in the New York Times Sunday Style section could help her reach more people. Even though her friend Alan, who worked at the Times, showed some interest when she pitched her story, nothing happened right away. Despite this, Bernstein continued teaching and sharing her message, always keeping her goal in mind. After 9 months of persistence, she received the call. Sunday Styles wanted to showcase her classes. Bernstein's spiritually aligned action method for manifesting desires. Step 1. Ensure your desire is inspiring and helpful. Think deeply about what you want and why. If your desire is shallow or driven by fear or ego, this method won't work. Only desires that inspire you or benefit others are suitable. Step 2. Trust the universe. Once you've confirmed your desire is inspiring and positive, trust that the universe will bring it to reality. You can reinforce this belief by clearly stating your desire or asking the universe for help. Step 3. Act in harmony with your spirituality. You can't force your desire to happen, but you can cooperate with the universe to make it real. Act towards your goal with joy and without worrying about the outcome or others' opinions. Step 4. Be patient. If you trust the universe and act in harmony, achieving your desired reality will take time. Patience allows the universe to gather the necessary people, support, and energy. Appreciation, a key to achieving your goals. Appreciation is a powerful feeling because it boosts your ability to attract what you want. When you appreciate things, whether good or bad, it keeps your energy positive and strong. This positivity resonates with the universe, which tends to respond with similar positive energy. This is why appreciating what you have can help you bring more of what you desire into your life. Take Bernstein for example. She met her project manager, Jessica, in 2012 during a publicity tour. They both admired each other's skills and energy, which helped them achieve their dreams. This shows that appreciating others and what they bring to the table can be a key to success in manifesting your own goals. With practice, you too can harness the power of appreciation to enhance your life. Benefits of appreciation in daily life. Bernstein has seen firsthand how appreciation can make a difference. Her friend Alex once made a serious mistake in business. He couldn't stop thinking about what he should have done differently, and it bothered him for months. Finally, Bernstein suggested that he appreciate the lesson from his mistake. Suddenly, Alex's negative feelings faded away, and he started to see a way forward. You can do the same. Think of something in your life you wish were different, like your job or a relationship. Instead of dwelling on what you don't like about it, focus on something positive. It could be as simple as nice weather or having good friends. Let that positive feeling guide you. To make the most of appreciation, turn it into a habit. Spiritual teacher Abraham Hicks suggests starting each day by writing down a few things you appreciate, anything from your bed to your friends. As your appreciation turns into happiness, keep going. Share your positive energy by telling others what you appreciate, especially if it involves them. This way, your appreciation will spread and come back to you even stronger. Patience leads to success in achieving dreams. Like many people, Bernstein really wanted to have a child. But after 3 years of trying without success, she felt disappointed. She realized that sometimes you have to wait for your dreams to come true. Bernstein's journey to conceive was tough. At first, she tried to control everything, closely watching what she ate and tracking her ovulation cycle. But this didn't work. Eventually, through prayer and meditation, she learned to relax and trust that things would happen when the time was right. She started noticing positive signs, like seeing wild turkeys, which are a symbol of fertility. And soon enough, in March 2018, she found out she was pregnant. Patience and faith, aligning with the universe. Bernstein suggests that patience and faith are key to achieving your dreams. To walk the pathway to faith, you must let go of the belief that everything should happen on your schedule. This might be tough initially, but there are simple steps to help you surrender control. Firstly, be clear about what you want. Through prayer and meditation, ask the universe for guidance. When facing a decision, seek a gentle push in the right direction. When on a challenging path, look for signs that affirm your faith. By communicating clearly with the universe, you'll begin to notice the signs you're seeking. These signs could appear in various forms. Some of Bernstein's students mention seeing butterflies or flashes of light when they need spiritual reassurance. Signs may also come from spiritually aware individuals, likewise children. If you remain open, the universe will communicate with you. Lastly, practice patience. Act in alignment with your spiritual beliefs, and don't lose heart if your desires aren't fulfilled immediately. Remember, as a super attractor, you are part of the universe's energy. Everything will unfold as it's meant to. Avoid doubts in manifestation. When you become a super attractor, nothing is too extraordinary for it to happen. You will see these powers growing stronger every day if you practice the previously outlined procedures on a regular basis. You might start to see some of your dreams come true. That's fantastic. A voice asking, "Can this really be happening?" may also be heard. Bernstein faced this exact issue during her third trimester. Everything seemed perfect, her business was growing, her relationships were strong, and her child was on the way. However, a casual remark from a friend triggered fear. What if everything fell apart? Fortunately, the statement "I choose love" instead kept her focused. She told herself again and over that fear might lead her back to love by repeating this mantra. Strategies to maintain positive energy and happiness. If you're concerned about fear disrupting your flow, there are simple ways to steer back towards positivity. First, recognize that feeling some fear is normal and can even signal what you want to avoid. Use the choose again method, acknowledge your fears, forgive them, and focus on positive thoughts instead. Next, nurture this positive mindset by adopting happiness and anticipating more of it in the future. Remind yourself that it's okay to feel good and that positive emotions attract more positivity. Allow yourself to enjoy the present and feel optimistic about what lies ahead. These habits will improve your well-being, and prioritizing your emotions is crucial. Even during good times, check in with yourself daily. Follow the daily design method suggested by Bernstein. Start each morning by asking yourself how you want to feel, who you want to be, and what you want to give. This will help keep your energy aligned throughout the day. Every day presents a choice: succumb to worldly pressures like fear and despair or choose the path of love, joy, and grace. The life you dream of is within reach if you commit to it. Declare aloud, "I am committed to being a super attractor." Key points. 1. Shift negative thoughts to positive energy by aligning with the universe's flow. 2. Develop happiness by letting go of circumstances and enjoying the little things in life. 3. Overcome fear and jealousy through an abundance mindset and spiritual connection. 4. Manifest desires by trusting the universe, acting in harmony, and maintaining patience. 5. Connect with spiritual guides for guidance and strength during challenges. 6. Use daily practices like meditation and positive affirmations to maintain emotional balance. 7. To attract the things you want, choose love above fear and adopt positivism.